Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Hollywood, no surprise, is currently producing yet another pro-abortion movie, but thankfully there's a film that's about to go into production called Roe v. Wade that will tell the real story of how people lied, the media lied, the courts lied, to issue an opinion that has since killed 60 million Americans. This film dramatizes America's most famous court case and the events and people surrounding it, from Norma McCorvey, who we've interviewed a few years back, who was Roe of Roe v. Wade, to Planned Parenthood's founder, Margaret Sanger, and abortionist Bernard Nathanson. The film, going into production in June, stars John Voight, Stephen Baldwin, Stacey Dash, and an American hero who we've reported on over the decades, Dr. Alveda King. She's the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Alveda will make a cameo in the film. In fact, Dr. King is one of the executive producers. Some of the co-producers are known to our audience, Rebecca Kiesling, Walter Hoy. So what an honor to speak with Dr. King herself. Alveda King, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Well, I'm so glad to join you and your listeners today and to talk about this blessing and this gift, the film Roe vs. Wade, the movie.
Well, it's
it's so exciting to be a part of this. Wow. Yeah.
And as the executive producer and making a cameo, that's all pretty cool. Alveda, can you describe for us how the film will open, or anything from the buildup of the film toward the trial?
Well, I can't tell you exactly, but we've got some wonderful music, wonderful dialogue, and we're going to introduce the world now to Dr. Mildred Jefferson, to Dr. Bernard Nathanson, two very key players in the overall picture. Norma McCorvey, who's Roe of Roe versus Wade. It's not a mean-spirited movie. It's really an information piece. Has a little romantic drama in it as well. Mm-hmm. Dr. Jefferson, of course, was married, but she devoted most of her life really to the cause of the Hippocratic Oath, which included the babies in the womb. So it's got some drama, compelling courtroom scenes, just a pivotal awakening moment where the lights come on for folks. So it's that kind of thing, and it tells about the duplicity of how it came to be, because Norma McCorvey, as many people know, never even had an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
But she was the centerpiece for fighting for a woman's right to have an abortion.
Right. And then after she won, same thing with the Doe v. Bolton plaintiff
Doe
the same
Bolton,
day.
Yeah.
Yes, both plaintiffs. Both plaintiffs then requested the court to reverse their victories, which is historic. It's extraordinary.
And the court refused to do it. So, political hotbed, of course, but with a lot of glimmers of light.
Alveda,
and so I believe that when people hear the truth, they will respond.
So when the film comes out, of course, we got to get people to go to the theaters in droves. But right now, it's about to enter production. I imagine it's not too late. You guys use the crowdsourcing site Indiegogo. I saw that more than 1,600 people have contributed toward making this film a reality, and there were some pretty fun perks offered. Is it too late? Are any of those perks still available?
All the perks are there. Anyone contributing will have the joy and satisfaction and blessing of knowing that you have made a part in history of revealing the truth about abortion, and that's exciting. And then at different levels, some people can come on set. Some people can be extras or get a cameo and various types of things. So those perks are there. And actually, even though we are about to begin production, we still would really value donations, investments, and prayers, definitely.
Amen. Alveda, some years back, there was a film made, $5 million budget on the Scopes Monkey Trial from Tennessee. And that public school textbook was very racist, and it presented different races of people as more like animals. And Christians fought against it at the time. During production, I got to have lunch with the crew on set, spend time in the editing booth out in Hollywood. When you get involved with a film like this that could have a historic impact on people's hearts, minds, and souls, it's something you'll remember for the rest of your life. It's very exciting.
And, you know, over at Newsmax.com, since you mentioned that and the need for racial reconciliation as well, and we know that abortion has been used as ethnic cleansing and genocide to reduce the African-American population in the world and especially in America. Over at Newsmax.com, I think it's on the first page right now, front page, or you can look at Insiders, I've done a piece about racial reconciliation. And I'm saying we're not colorblind. We see color, but we are not defined by the color of our skin. We're defined, we're created in living color as brothers and sisters. We're not separate races. And so I write about that today in light of the new royal wedding and all that kind of thing.
Well,
and so all of this kind of goes together. Yeah.
Well, that's just awesome. Now, in the film, if I understand this right, I know from history, the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, gave a speech at a KKK Klan meeting. Are you guys going to depict that in the film?
The reference will be made to it. I don't want to reveal too much about how we're addressing all of it, but that certainly will be addressed.
Wow.
And Dr. Nathanson's conversion, Mildred Jefferson's battle, Norma McCarvey, kind of in a flashback, you'll maybe see that too, or epilogue kind of a thing. So we're going to cover all of these truths and a look at even Planned Parenthood itself, because there were so many people who didn't understand the mission and they thought they were doing something good. And so all of that will come out as well.
That's still the case, in fact. And we still have, in fact, Planned Parenthood, $1 billion has been authorized to go to Planned Parenthood just last year and this year. So we still have many people who think, well, they do a lot of good other than abortion, but that's simply not true. When you're killing children.
That's not. And, you know, President Trump recently initiated something with Title 10, where a lot of that money goes to Planned Parenthood, over $1 million a day, and recently initiated something for Title 10, saying, no, we're going to clamp down. If you provide abortion, then you're not going to qualify for these tax dollars.
Well,
and others have been encouraged to apply who do not provide abortion.
Well,
so
we
crimes to me are going to be reversed.
Well, we sure hope something happens there. So far, we've given them, we Republicans have given them $1 billion literally in the past, this year and last year. So
that's it, the tax dollars running through Title 10 and the welfare program. So all of that is being revamped. It has been, the executive order has been signed. It's actually really true. And that will effectively take away dollars from Planned Parenthood.
Well, we'll
they are not happy.
We'll keep watching. So, Alveda, anything else you'd like to tell us? I know you've got to go. Anything else you'd like to tell us about the film project?
I would. You know, my dad, Reverend A.D. King, and my mother, Naomi King, listened to my granddaddy in 1950 and agreed to choose life rather than to get a DNC and abort me. So even though I had secret abortions during the time period that we're going to cover in Roe versus Wade, I, of course, have come the full gamut, full circle, and I'm fighting to save the lives of the babies and honor the mothers and fathers with excellent and better ways and better choices. And the movie, of course, will define and show some of that. It won't talk about me particularly, but I was in that group with Norma, who was tricked.
Well, thank you so much for this film, Alveda, and for your life's work fighting for the innocent. What an honor it is to have you on Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you so much, and call me anytime.
Okay, will do, and we'll give the audience that website. In fact, it's RoeVWadeMovie.com, RoeVWadeMovie.com. It's not too late to donate. There are still perks available. And the perks, of course, you can give it beginning at $1 and $5 and so on up. But when you get to $1,000 and up, the perks are really fun. Like you get to visit the set, be an extra, have a meal with the cast. I did that with Alleged. It was so much fun. Ashley Johnson, she's been in films like The Avengers and The Help. And she was in that film I mentioned that was produced and written by Fred Foote called Alleged. What a fabulous film on the Scopes Monkey Trial. If you haven't seen that, you want to go on Amazon, I would think, and get it. It's a great film. And the perks go on and on. I mean, if you're interested in the industry and making films and you've got money to support the film, then there's different ways to be involved in the actual production. It's pretty late, but if you got a lot of money, I'm sure they'll make a way for you to get involved. So that's Alveda King, and the film is called Roe v. Wade. And this is a first. Never has this been dramatized on the big screen, so it's going to be something. Alveda did mention the activity on the abortion front last week with Donald Trump, and remember the Susan B. Anthony List folks? He spoke at their organization. Republican politicians, we've noticed this. I've been on the air for 27 years, 5 days a week, fighting against child killing the whole time, and for years before that. So we've noticed what you have noticed, that Republican politicians become more pro-life leading up to midterm and general elections. That's when they become especially pro-life. And of course, the news has been focused for months now on the upcoming 2018 midterm elections. Will the Democrats take back the House of Representatives, or will the Republicans hold it? So I'd like to clarify something that Alveda King said about Donald Trump and abortion funding. So last week, the big news for much of the week in conservative circles, anti-abortion, pro-life circles, was that on Friday, Donald Trump would be speaking. He spoke at the Susan B. Anthony List. Those are the folks who've been raising money for Republican campaigns since the 1990s. So I'd like to talk about both the Susan B. Anthony List and what Alveda King said about Donald Trump just signing an executive order toward stopping the funding of Planned Parenthood. Is that what she said? I believe that's the terminology she used. He signed an executive order. And it was important to mention when talking to her that indeed the Republicans, the Trump administration, so far in their first 2 years, they have authorized $1 billion to go to Planned Parenthood. So they're at the same level of abortion funding that the Obama administration was at. And when they did that, every single authorization bill that Donald Trump signed, every one of them was signed without a fight regarding the funding of child killing at Planned Parenthood. So let's see what Donald Trump did on Friday. And I guess the most authoritative way to find out is from the whitehouse.gov website. I'm clicking over to whitehouse.gov right now. And they document each of the significant presidential actions, including any executive orders. So let's see. Okay, I'm at the page. Proclamations. President Donald J. Trump proclaims May 22nd, 2018, as National Maritime Day. That's a nice thing, right? Well, wait a minute. That was on Monday. Sorry. Let's go back to Friday. Here we go. May 18th, 2018. President Donald J. Trump proclaims May 20th through May 26th as Emergency Medical Services Week. Now, that's fine. That's a fine thing to do. Except there are a lot of unborn children who need emergency help right now. How many of them are being killed today? Today. Today is Wednesday, May 23rd. We're right smack dab in the middle of Emergency Medical Services Week, and there's a lot of emergency help needed. But apparently there's no emergency intervention except for the handful of abolitionists at abortion mills around the country, including Leslie Hanks and Ken and Joe Scott and Susan Sutherland and so many others who are at Denver's Planned Parenthood abortion mill even today, members of Denver Bible Church and their dear friends. Okay, what else happened on Friday? Here we go. May 18th, President Donald J. Trump announces intent to nominate personnel to key administration posts. Right, that's important. That's not an executive order to our defunding Planned Parenthood. Here we go. Presidential proclamation honoring the victims of the tragedy in Santa Fe, Texas. That's very important to do. That's completely valid, of course. Here, May 18th, President Donald J. Trump proclaims May 19th as Armed Forces Day. And that now we're up May 17th. That's it. There's no executive order toward defunding Planned Parenthood, as we've heard too, pro-lifers saying, and pro-lifers tend to exaggerate, right? Something that a Republican politician does. I'll tell you what did happen. There was a proposed rule change that was sent from one executive agency to another. So one executive agency wrote a proposed rule change and sent it to another executive agency, asking them their opinion on it. So we'll see what happens with that. But regarding defunding Planned Parenthood, it would be like defunding ISIS, right? In fact, politicians have said for the past few years, one of the things we have to do in fighting Islamic terror is we have to defund ISIS. So when you want to defund ISIS, step one, don't give them $1 billion. That's step one. So we pro-lifers, we celebrate it wildly, not here at Bob and Yurt Live, but so many, like Sean Hannity and National Right to Life and so on. When Donald Trump signed merely symbolic gestures like the Hyde Amendment, goes back to the Henry Hyde days, which has always provided political cover to Republican politicians giving billions of dollars to Planned Parenthood. That's what the Hyde Amendment does. Republican pro-life presidents sign the Hyde Amendment and they give billions of dollars to Planned Parenthood. And what happens at pro-life fundraisers where the same presidents speak, they mention that they signed the Hyde Amendment. Everyone gives a standing ovation. I know I've seen it. And they are exhilarated because the president signed what turns out to be a merely symbolic gesture. The same thing with the Mexico City policy. The one is domestic, the one is foreign. The Mexico City policy has enough loopholes to fill a school bus full of dead children every day. That's the Mexico City policy. So pro-life Republican presidents, they sign both of these things, and they effectively then fund the slaughter of millions of children. So as Republican politicians become more pro-life leading up to midterm elections and general elections, we see that they tend to speak at some pro-life fundraising event, like what happens at Susan B. Anthony. Remember back, in fact, it's still around, the pro-abortion feminist fundraising group called Emily's List, not Angie's List, but Emily's List. They've been around for decades also. Emily's List, it's an acronym. It stands for Early Money is Like Yeast, right? The Bible teaches a little yeast leavens the whole lump. So if you have a little bit of sin in your church and it's not confronted and rebuked, then as a little leaven leavens the whole lump, the sin then metastasizes throughout the church leadership, the congregation, the kids in the church suffer, and so on. So that's why at Denver Bible Church, we meet in one of the suburbs just to the west of Denver, Colorado. You're invited Sundays, Sunday morning, Sunday school, 9:30. The worship service is at 11. And if you can't attend, of course, you can get our Sunday schools and our sermons on DVD, Blu-ray, audio, audio disc, MP3. We make it available every which way to make it as easy as possible for people to get that and to support Bob and Yurt Live so we could stay on the air and continue to reach more and more folks. So anyway, Emily's List, Early Money is Like Yeast. They're a fundraising group for pro-abortion politicians. And that's what started the Susan B. Anthony List as a direct counter to that, where they would raise money for Republicans and give that money to Republican candidates. This has been going on, like I said, since 1992. And just like the Republican Party has been almost completely against all efforts to acknowledge in law the personhood of the unborn child, and they've been against the abolition efforts, but they haven't been against raising money for Republican politicians. So that's what's going on. There was a proposed rule change sent from one executive agency to another. So we'll see if anything comes of that. Of course, the history of this and the history of the Republican Party, right, and abortion funding. George W. Bush gave Planned Parenthood $1 billion more than did Bill Clinton during Clinton's 8 years. And then George W. Bush followed Clinton and he gave them $1 billion more. And he had the trifecta, you know, he had the trifecta, not the whole time, but a significant amount of his presidency. He had the House and the Senate. He had the executive branch as president, and he had the U.S. Supreme Court with the majority of the Supreme Court justices. What was it during Bush's time? 6 of the 9 being Republican nominees to the U.S. Supreme Court. So the Republicans got everything. You got a pro-life president, a pro-life Congress. You've got Republican justices on the U.S. Supreme Court forming the majority, and yet we doubled the amount of money that we're giving to the number one abortion provider in the nation, Planned Parenthood. But don't worry, Bush signed the Hyde Amendment, and he signed the Mexico City policy. So don't worry your sweet head about your tax dollars going to kill babies because we've got another pro-life Republican president in the White House. Now, that was George W. Bush. Remember his father? His father was also president before him, George H.W. Bush. He's the one who began Title X funding. Family planning funding, that came from George H.W. Bush. So George W. Bush doubled the funding that Bill Clinton gave to Planned Parenthood from $1 billion to $2 billion. The very funding itself, in fact, Alveda King mentioned Title X funding. She may not know that Title X funding is the brainchild of Republican pro-life president George H.W. Bush. Oh, he's not supposed to be quite as pro-life as George W. Bush, but hey, National Right to Life sure campaigned for him, as did the whole pro-life industry. So how about his father? I'm just curious. How about George W. Bush's father's father? His name was Prescott Bush. Did he help fund Planned Parenthood? So this is George H.W. Bush's father, George W. Bush's grandfather. Prescott Bush was the national treasurer of Planned Parenthood. Now, this is stunning. Alveda King, undoubtedly, her heart is for these unborn children, to save these children. And she shared with us, and it must be heart-wrenching for her, her own personal journey going from accepting the lies and even submitting herself to the abortionist knife, going from that to now being a hero fighting to protect unborn children. But she has heard from National Right to Life and many other pro-life organizations that have always opposed personhood efforts and abolition efforts. She's heard from them that the Bush family were heroes, the most pro-life presidents in history. You see, every president who's Republican is the most pro-life president in history. Everyone. It's just like every election is the most important election in your life. That's why you got to give money and go out and vote. So she probably didn't know this, that George H.W. Bush's father, Prescott Bush, was the national treasurer of Planned Parenthood. And his son, President George H.W. Bush, was the father of Title X funding, family planning funding, which has given Planned Parenthood billions of dollars. And Prescott Bush's grandson was President George W. Bush, who gave Planned Parenthood $2 billion, almost doubling what Bill Clinton gave to Planned Parenthood. Bill Clinton, that's, in case you forget him, that's Hillary's husband. Okay, so then remember Jeb Bush, many of these same pro-life groups, they were fighting for Jeb Bush to become the nominee because he's really pro-life, like his brother George W. Bush. He'd been the governor of Florida when there was so much that he could have done to save Terri Schiavo from being starved to death. He and all the Republican justices from the county judge to the federal district court right up to the U.S. Supreme Court, they were all controlled by Republicans, and they all voted to kill Terri Schiavo. And we have Jeb Bush, who sat on the foundation of a board giving tens of millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood right up until he decided to run for the presidential nomination, and he needed the support of pro-lifers. So isn't that something? He sits on the board of the Bloomberg Foundation, giving tens of millions to Planned Parenthood. He's on the board, and then he wants conservative Republicans to think he's pro-life, so he quickly resigns from the board. You see the scam? And do you also see that most Christians want to be lied to? I don't mean they're lied to. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me how many times before now I have lost credibility? We have Republican Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, who said, you might remember this, the abortionist should not get one red cent. That was in October of 2016. Abortionists should not get one red cent. So a lot of people vote for the Republicans. And you know what he did? He fully funded Planned Parenthood. He turned around and fully funded them. That means $500 million a year. And he did it without a fight, without fighting for a single dollar less to Planned Parenthood, gives him $500 million as the Speaker of the House, perhaps the third most powerful person in the U.S. government. And then Donald Trump now has funded Planned Parenthood at Obama levels, authorizing now under his signature, authorizing Planned Parenthood to get $1 billion. Now, $1 billion in Trump's first 2 years, that's $1 billion. So if you're going to defund ISIS, step one, don't give them $1 billion. If you're going to defund Planned Parenthood, step one, don't give them $1 billion. Remember, Roe v. Wade was written by Republican Justice Harry Blackmun, and it was passed by a Republican majority on the Supreme Court. It passed 7-2. I think five of them were Republicans. And it has been upheld as the de facto law of the land, even though it's no law. It has no true authority, as Martin Luther King Jr. would point out, that an unjust law is no law at all. But Roe v. Wade, written by a Republican justice, passed by a Republican majority, and has been kept in force by a Republican majority U.S. Supreme Court ever since. So I'm thrilled with the film to tell people about the background, but hey, that's the battle. God bless you guys.